start. Let's just make a start. Masechta Sanhedrin. We always know there's this mitzvah. You know, shoytim, shoytim, kitim, bechol shirecha. You're supposed to put shoytim around. Really, there are three different types of bezdins. There's the pashut bezdin of three, the deka paskin din mumnis. Then there's the bezdin of 23, the deka paskin biga halachas about misa. And then there's the Sanhedrin. Or Sanhedrin gedolah, that's a machlekes if it's 71 or 70. And they paskin other special halachas. We'll soon see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off. Dini mumnis, time to paskin halachas about money matters, about malva v'loiv, if I owe you money, I don't owe you money. For Shlesha, it's enough to have three people. That's a bezdin of Shlesha, that's enough for Dini mumnis. Gizelus, what about afraid somebody stole something, or else he's a koifer bipikodon, or else v'chavolis. If a person hits somebody and he has to pay back, hey devorim, the chemisha devorim, that an odom amazik is chayiv. So also b'shloisha, it's enough to go to a bezin of three people, they could pass in if you chayiv and how much you have to pay. Nezek v'chatzi nezek, when Yeshua does damage, whether it's a tam or a muid, that tam pays chatzi nezek, a muid pays nezek shalom. Or else tashlume kefil, if somebody stole something, he's a ganif, when we catch him, he has to pay back twice the amount. For tashlumi abov v'chamisha, after you made a geneva on the shore, you either sold it or else you made a shchita. So yichayev dal v'hei, you have to pay back 4 and 5, whether it's a shore or a seh. So these halachas also b'shloisha. It's enough for a bezin of three people to pass in these shaylos. In the Gemara, we'll learn out from Sukkim all these halachas. How do we know three is enough? Ho'ines, if a man is ma'anas absula, as the Pasuk says, you have to pay chamishim shkolim to the father, or else via mafata, you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 shkolim. Via moitzi shemra, or else you have, you married a wife, and your moitzi shemra, you said bad about it, you said that you didn't find besulim, and therefore if it's true, and if it's not true what you said, that you were moitzi shemra, you put out a bad name about your wife, you have to pay 100 shkolim. So in such halach is, b'shloisha, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, in all these cases, it's enough just to have a bezin of three. The Chachamim say, though, by Moitzi Shemra, and a case where you're saying about your wife, that the first time you lived with her, you did not find the Sulim. So in other words, you're saying that your wife really is Chayiv Misa. You're saying your wife lived with another man after the Kedushin, because in Gemara's time, they used to make Kedushin now, and their first maiden Nisuyin could be a year later. So in between this time, if she would live with another man, she's Chayiv Misa. So you're complaining now that your wife lived with another man. So if it's true what you're saying, you want to be mechayiv misa. And therefore, Chacham say, by Moshe Shema, b'yesu m'shloisha, you have to have a bezin of 23 to paskin the shayla. Even though, on the sound of that you're lying, the Torah says we give you a malchus and you have to pay back money, still, three is not up for that. Because since it's possible we find out true what the husband is saying, that his wife really lived with another man in between, so then we'll be mechayiv askila. So if so, you have to have a bezin of 23. Malkus, let's say Adam come and says someone did a lav, he deserves to have get Malkus. Bishloisha, it's enough to have a bezin of 3, they could pass him to give Malkus. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amrino, b'yeshu mishloisha. He holds you have to have 23. Gemara learns out from Sukkim that he holds Malkus and Misa, Ashava, they both need a bezin of 23. Ibra Chodesh, question is that we should make Ibra Chodesh. More explains, I think one pshat is it means mamish to make when we make Rosh Chodesh. When is Bezdin Kaveh the Rosh Chodesh? Bishloisha, it's enough just through a Bezdin of three, they could paskin when Rosh Chodesh is. Ibur Hashon, you have to one add another month into the year to make an Ibur Yor. So then Bishloisha Divur Rimeya, it's enough to have through a Bezdin of three, they could paskin nice whether this year has to have an extra month or not. Rabbi Shimon Magan Lieloi Mer, Bishloisha Machila. We start off with three. In other words, three people, three dayanim, sit down to start passing whether this year has to have an extra month or not. If all three say yes, that's enough. They can make it an extra month. Let's say one says no, and two says yes. Then the halacha is, uvachamisha naisim naisim. They have to bring another two involved and continue the discussion. For gomrim b'sheva, and then in order to make a maskana, you have to have seven of them. Then we give the Ibur Yor, then we give the extra month. But the Imgomru Begimo Muberis, but let's say at the beginning when they first start to sit down with three, right away all three agreed that they should make an extra month to the year, so that's enough. You don't have to go further, it's enough to make the extra month in the year just with the bezin of three. And the Gemara will learn all these things out. We'll learn out exactly what's his business of five and then seven. We'll learn out in the Gemara what the time is. Semichas, certain kabonas, you have to have the semicha of the zakenim by a korban sibur. They have to make semicha, put their hands on the korban. Semicha zakenim, when the zakenim have to do it, or else be arefas eglom, that we find somebody was killed outside the city, and we have to measure it to know which is the closest city, which city has to bring the egla rufa. The lachar is b'shloisha. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. So now for bezin of three, they could go and measure out to see where we found the mace, to next to which city is he, to know where, which city has to bring the egla rufa. Rabbi Yehudu Raimeh b'chamisha. No, you have to have five. It's not enough three, you have to have five. For the pasha of egla rufa, smicha, you have to have five. Also, we'll see in the Gemara why you need five. Ha-chalitza, case of the Yavama, where they don't want to make the mitzvah yibam, they want to give chalitza, or else we have miyunun, where a ketana was married off not by a father, and now she has a right to say goodbye to her husband just by being miyun without a get, that's b'shloisha. She goes in front of a bezin of three and says she doesn't want a husband anymore, that's enough, she doesn't need a get. Net the revai, or maise sheni, net the revai is the peris that grows the fourth year, the lacharaz, that the first 3 years it's orla. The fourth year, it's net to provide that those parents either you bring up to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or else you can be paid to it onto money. So you have to know how much the parents are worth to value them, to know how much money to be paid to them. Or else, Maisa Sheini. Or else, if you have Maisa Sheini, also you don't want to take it up to Yerushalayim, so you want to redeem it into money. Shein Dom, if you do it, you're not sure exactly how much money it's worth. So you have to go to Bezdin, they have to tell you how much money it's worth. So it's such a lach of Yishloisha. Is enough of bezin of three, they have the right to value how much the peiros are worth, the maaseh sheni and the neter revai. If you want to change it over into money, they'll tell you how much it's worth and how much money you use to redeem it. Somebody has makdis something, and then he wants to be poyder it to know how much money. Also, it's enough for three dayonim to pask on how much it's worth. Some is also erkiolai. I want to give the value of this to hegdish. We have to know how much it's worth. So if it's a question of metaltlim, how much this metaltlim, a movable thing, is worth, it's enough to read the yarn to tell you how much it's worth. We have Yuduayne Echad Mihem Kayin. One of these three dayarim have to be a kayin by Erchim. Let's say it's a question, you said Erch Yolai, you want to be Marach, the value of this karka to give the value of it to Hegdish. So we have to know how much the value of the karka is. Then Tisha B'Kayin. You have to have a bezin of 10 people. And one of them has to be a kohen. The yodim kiyotzeben. If somebody says erich yolalik, I want to give the erich, how much this person is worth. So we have to value how much a person is worth. Also, you need a bezin of 10, 9 of them, and then one has to be a kohen. Now, dinu nefashos, if bezin ever wants to sit down to paskin, if somebody's chayiv misa or not, then the yeser mishloisha. You have to have a bezin of 23. Horoiva v'yanirva b'yeser mishloisha. Question: if you live with an animal, that Yechayiv Misa, the man or the lady and the animal, is Chayiv Misa, so also need a bezin of 23. Shneimer, the pasuk says, V'yirakta es isha v'yesa behema. You have to kill the lady and the behema. So both of them need a bezin of 23. Shneimer, the pasuk says, V'yesa behema taharoigu. Therefore, in order to kill the animal, also need a bezin of 23, there's a hekesh. Just like you don't kill a person unless you have a bezin of 23, the same thing, we don't kill the animal unless you have a bezin of 23. Shor ha-niskol, in the case of a shor, killed the man, that the lochar is supposed to kill the shor. Also, v'yesu m'shloisha, bezin only paskins on the shor if there's a bezin of 23. Why? Shneimer, the pasuk says, ha-shor yisokel, v'gam ba'ol of yumos. So we dashin to misas b'aylam kach misas ha-shor. Just like a man that needs a bezin of 23, the same thing, the shor also needs a bezin of 23 to paskin its misa. And the same thing, ha-ze'ev, a wolf, V'ariya lion, v'adoy v'bear, v'nema penta, v'bardlis, v'anochosh, misasim b'yestim v'shloisha. If they kill the man, and we have to kill them, so also we don't kill them, left at the death of 23. We have lezo amano, such these animals that are dangerous, if they kill the man, then the cloud is kolakoydim lahorgim zocha. As soon as possible, go and kill these wild animals. Whoever kills them first, the zocha is allowed to kill them. V'yavikivu reyme, misasim b'yestim v'shloisha, no. Kiv also says, you need a bezin of 23 to paskin the misa upon these animals, even though they killed a man. Now the Mishnah says, "Ain don in loyas a shevet." We have to paskin a whole shevet.
He has to give a psak about a shevet. Rashi says, Rubai shall shevet shavu avoid the b'mezid. If most of the shevet was over the avoid the b'mezid, then as a new halach, we kill out the whole shevet. So such a din, you need a Sanhedrin gedolah for that. Same thing, v'loyas anovi asheker. The question we have, a novi asheker that gets bechenik, so we don't know if he deserves it or not. V'loyas kohen gadol. We don't
kill a kohen gadol. We don't pass in the misa. Ela pi bezdin shal shivim v'yechot.
Then you need a Sanhedrin gedolah. You need a bezdin of 71. Also, we'll see in the Gemara what the reason. V'yein moitzien l'mochemes harishus. The Klal Yisrael has no right to go out to a mechemes or a shus, ela pi beznin shashuvim v'yechad, unless there's a psak from the bezna gadol. Ein meisifin al ear, you can't add onto the ear, you're flying with Eretz Yisrael, v'yal hazoros onto the Beis Hamikdash, ela pi beznin shashuvim v'yechad. If you want to add on to be mekadosh more land, it has to be done on yachid pi the bezna gadol. Ein oisin sanhedrius l'shvotim, you can't appoint a sanhedrin to every shevet, el in the of 23, Elapi beznin shashivim v'yechad. You need the bezna gadol for this. Ein ois near hanidachas. In the case where over the city worshipped avodah zarah, and you want a paskin to kill or burn out the whole city, elapi beznin shashivim v'yechad. You need a bezna gadol for this.
And it says v'yein oisin near hanidachas bisvor. You did not make a city that's a frontier, the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. That should be near hanidachas, because since it's near the enemies, we're afraid. For lo sholosh, you can't make three cities either near hanidachas. You can make one or two. The Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Now, Sanhedrin Gedolah, Hoysa Shashivim V'yechad. Sanhedrin Gedolah, that was made up of 71. Uktano, Sanhedrin Ketano, that was Shel Eshrim Mushleisha, that was made up of 23. Now, Minayin, how do we know this? Like Gedolah, Sanhedrin Gedolah, Shishal Shivim V'yechad was made out of 71. Shinam, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, as for Lee, Shiva Mish Mizikna Yisrael, gathered together to me 70, Umoisha Agabein, and Moshe was the Rosh, was the Nasi, therefore that's the 71. Hareshim V'yechad, that's Ayah 71. We have Yudah, and Yudah says, Shivim, all you have to have is just a 70. We'll see in the Gemara how he dashens. Now, we mean 9, how do we know Lekatano, Asanhedri Katano, Shishal Eshra Mushleisha, it has to be made up of 23. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Vishoftu Heida, Vihitzilu Heida. So it says two times the word Eda. They should judge and they should save. Now Eda Shefetes, V'Eda Matelas, the Eda judges and the Eda saves. Harei Kan Esrim, this is 20. Like we'll soon see, the word Eda always means 10. So you have two times the word Eda, it means 20. Uminayin, how do we know this? Lo Eda Shi Asara, that an Eda means 10. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Ad Mosai Lo Eda Haro Hazois. It's talking about the Meraglim. Till how big will we have such a big Eda? Now, even though the Meraglim was 12, but Yotzo Yeshua v'Kolev, they go out of this because they were tzaddikim. So there's only 10 Rishayim left over. That's the Lashon of Ad Mosai Leida Roa Zois. So you see the word Eda goes on 10. And so if it says the word Vishoftu Eda V'Tzilu Eda, that's 20. Now, Minayin Lehovi Oit Shlesha, how do I know you have to have another 3? So Mimash Meshnem, because since the Pasuk says, Loisiyah Achre Rabim Lerois, he should not go after the rabbim to do bad. If so, shamei ani, I hear from this, shei imom the toiva. But a question of judging for the good, I could go after the rabbim, the majority. If so, im kein lo menem, what does the pasuk say? Achre rabbim lahatis, you should go after the rabbim. Like, what do I need the extra pasuk for? So, come to teach us like this. Loika tiyoscha le toiva tiyoscha le roh. The way you go after the rabbim for the good is not the same way you go after them for the bad. That means, if you have a bezdin, and you have the majority of them are saying good, even though you only have one more, let's say you have like, out of 23, let's say you have 12 saying one way and 11 saying the other way, and the 12 is saying for the good, we go after it. L'toivah, even if one is extra, we go after him. But at Yoschel Roh, let's say 12 is passing the person is Chayiv, and 11 is saying that he's Potter, then at Pishnayim, you go and pass for the bid, unless you have at least two more. You have to have like 13 saying that he's Chayiv, then you have to have only 10 saying that he's not Chayiv. That's 3. But Kopurim, you have to have at least 2 more to say the Rad and to say Toif. So you have to have like at least 22. I mean, it'll have to be 12 saying yes, and 10 saying 12 saying chayiv, and 10 saying there is potter. Now that would be enough by 22, but the klal always is v'yein bezdin shokul. You can't have an equal amount in the bezdin.